Since last year, Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously allowed our association members to gather for international seminars. They were joyous occasions as master and disciples reunited to meditate and pray for peace. During her visit to meet with our association members, Supreme Master Ching Hai also spoke of the teachings of past masters and answered the spiritual questions of fellow initiates. Throughout the ages, compassionate, enlightened masters have urged people to surrender to the greater universal power by seeking the divine within, from which all other goodness and happiness follow. This message was echoed again in Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion with the theme, The Immortal in Sheep's Clothing, with our association members in France on December the 7th, 2008.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Now, remember Cao Cao and his subordinates were walking in the countryside and they were hungry? Yeah. And then he just manifest everything, huh? Meat and wine, all that for everybody to eat until the heart content from a small basket. We heard something like that from Jesus as well. Except it wasn't meat, you know? It was maybe some grapes or some condiment or some relish, they call it, you know, to accompany the bread, you know, at those times. Anyway, the word from there is not fish, definitely. The word is not fish, yeah? Whatever that was, it's a relish or a condiment, but it wasn't fish. Of course, there was sometimes the word written two way, you know, you can also interpret it as fish as well. But why should Jesus want fish? Yeah, when he told all his fishermen to come follow him, to fish men instead. So it's kind of not logical. You got fish? All right. After the countryside walk, and the magician manifests so much food for everybody to eat, this man, the Prime Minister Cao Cao, begin to feel threatened. Ah, I told you, magical power is not always good for you. People feel scared of you. What if he want to kill me? Right? What if one day he manifests some poison and kill me and then take my position as Prime Minister? Yeah. This is the thing with this politician that time. You see, because he loved to be Prime Minister, he loved to be in a high position in the court. So anybody he think also want the same thing. For example, the homeless dogs, eh? If he found a bone, you know, real bone, and he was eating it, if you go near him, oh, he will growl and growl and, you know, scare you off. You see, but you think you want the bone. Yeah. So people, when they love something so much, they think everybody else loves the same. Yeah? And they guard it very well. They really fight with their life to keep it. It's same with, you know, people who have a boyfriend or girlfriend, because even though his girlfriend is so ugly, you know, you couldn't understand why he wants her and what does he see in her. But woe to any man who go near her and talk friendly wise to her. He would think, he definitely wants my girlfriend. The same vice versa with the woman who has the man, you know. Sometimes her man is, my God, you don't even want to see him even in the supermarket. You know, while shopping, you don't want to even, by chance, you know, I have to see him in the street. But she guards him like a treasure, you know. And if you or anybody is too friendly nearby or something, oh, then it's different. Truly, it's like that. Then sometimes you see a very beautiful blonde tall girl, eh? And married, or have a boyfriend who was short and developed in the stomach here, yeah. And develop on oversize as well, you know, and short and bald as well. Then they are very happy couple, you know. I saw that all the time. whatever you like, you think everybody else likes. And that is the problem of our world. That's why we have war, we have problem with neighbors, we have jealousy, we have business trouble and all that, because of all this misconception and all this illusion about what is precious. Just like every mother thinks that their child is the best looking and the best child in the world. And all the dogs lover think their dogs are the best, the most clever and the most, anything. I think my dogs are the most lovely. Yeah, also, yes, I love them so much, so much. Yeah. You know, sometimes I'm sitting working, you know, and they're laying there sleeping or resting, but I have to sometimes drop the pen and come hug them because they look so lovely, lovely, you know, so beautiful just laying there. They radiate kind of love, you know, attraction from their energy. Now he's going around sharing love. Good boy. Go around, Goody. Comfort all the poor people in this room. Steal the show, Goody. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's good. It's good. Yeah. Whoa. What an honor. He normally don't do this. Never to do this to stranger, no. Here he feels so relaxed, he feels good, he knows you're good. See, he knows it. Because the Rottweiler, they're not friendly, you know that. Rottweiler never friendly to outsider, no. And when he go out with me, he's not friendly like that. Okay, now you give him some shadow, no. And he's looking like this. You put a hand and there's a shadow on the floor and he will chase it. There, on the right side, Goody. Okay. Okay, let's go back to the Prime Minister, okay? So now, after witnessing so many magical power from this man, Cao Ji, Cao Cao, the Prime Minister, began to feel worried, yeah, threatened, all kind of things going in his head about this man, you know? But it was him in the beginning who wanted to see this guy, yeah? It was him who wanted to amuse himself with all this magical power from other guy and invited him over. But now he saw him so powerful, he began to be scared. Oh, funny, no? Yeah. So, now he was thinking to himself, this guy, he has so much power. What if he decided to support the enemies, my enemies, yeah, the Prime Minister enemy? So he secretly plot to kill the magician. But when Cao Cao's shoulders went to Cao Qi home, the magician immediately vanished into a wall. He can shift himself, disintegrate the molecules of his body, yeah, and go through the holes of the wall. Because everything, even though it looks solid, but there's always molecules in it. Always some hole somewhere, you know, very small, tiny. So he disintegrates his molecules and disappear into the wall. After that, of course, he resembles himself again, eh? I don't try, eh? Okay, this is a very solid, a very solid wall. I didn't teach you this kind of thing. The following week, Cao Cao's spies reported that Cao Qi is in the marketplace. But when the soldiers arrived to get him, all the citizens there looked like Cao Qi. So not wanting to arrest the wrong person and anger the people, Cao Cao ordered the soldier back to their quarter. What to do? Arrest the whole market? Yeah? And then evoke, you know, people's anger and revolution? No, he doesn't want that. A few days later, again, the spies reported to the Prime Minister that they have seen Cao Qi on a hillside in the city of Yangshuo. Wow, Cao Cao immediately let his soldiers to kill the magician. But when they arrived on the mountain, They saw Chao Qi disappear into a flock of sheep. Yeah. Cao Cao now knew there was nothing he could do. So he told his men to forget about killing this man. Hearing that, one of the sheep stood up on its hind legs and asked, "Is this true?" The man forgot. Yeah. So then Cao Cao immediately shouted, "Shoot that sheep!" Yeah. But before the soldiers could pull their bows, all the sheep were standing on their hind leg and asked the same time in unison, "Is that true?" So after that, surely the Prime Minister gave up trying to kill Cao Qi. Concerning Cao Qi himself, he had his field of entertaining government officials. So he left the capital and disappeared into the mountains. Cao Qi, he was born and lived during the later part of the Han Dynasty when Cao Cao was the Prime Minister, and he was actually the all-powerful there, you know, behind the king. He was Prime Minister, but he controlled all the power, yes. And later, even though Cao Cao did not take the throne from the king, but later his son, Cao Bei, deposed the king and then made himself a king. So you see, they are very ambitious family. And therefore, they're so afraid of Cao Qi. But the thing is, they're so stupid, you know. Such a good man, they should have treated him nicely. Then he would never go out and support the enemies. What for? Yeah? If he's treated nicely and respectfully and care and love over there, then he would be there. Why should he go to the enemy, huh? And then if this man even want to become Prime Minister, then he would have been, you know, doing it long ago already. Why does he have to go there and just be an ordinary citizen and entertain the Prime Minister instead? You see what I mean? So people are like that. People, they just think about you the way they are, yeah? Whatever in their heart they think you are. If they are bad, they think you are bad. If they're negative, they think you're negative, yeah? So maybe one day our whole planet will become just positive people, and then we just have positive energy, and then our world will become better, heaven at least. Is that true? Goody, what is? Baby, come here. Oh, yo. Love everybody. He's so good today. Can't believe it. He took you like family, you know? Because Rottweiler, they're very family oriented. They die for their family. Yeah. All the thieves afraid of Rottweiler, all the robber afraid of him. Bad guy afraid of him. Of Rottweilers, you know?
We appreciate your heartwarming company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, Our Cohabitants. Coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. Heaven bless and farewell for now.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.